American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 477. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wems and seven others. We have no more concern than either of you, gentlemen. I say, passing over all these matters as foreign to this trial, let us state the evidence appearing even from the Crown witnesses. Mr. Quincy then took up the evidence against the prisoners, pointing out the circumstances which favored them. He then stated the points he expected to exhibit on the part of the prisoners, to show that all which they did was necessary and proper in self-defense. The witnesses for the prisoners. James Crawford. On the night of March 5th, while going home, I met uncommon numbers of people with sticks. Not common walking sticks, but large cudgels. Archibald Gault. That evening, I saw people from all corners running with sticks in their hands. Uncommon sticks. Archibald Wilson. That night, I saw a great number of people come from the north end. They made two or three sundry attacks up the lane where the barracks were. They had sticks or staves, I do not know what they are called. They cried fire. I said it was very odd to come to put out a fire with sticks and bludgeons. William Hunter. I was in my own house, and Mr. Wilson, the witness, was with me. Mr. Mitchelson came in and told us there was a disturbance amongst the inhabitants and soldiers. I saw great numbers coming up from the north end with large sticks in their hands. David Mitchelson. That night, I saw a large number of people assembled together. The bells rang. People thought it was a fire. I heard it proposed to attack the guard. I saw a man with a red cloak and white wig haranguing the crowd. John Short. The evening of the 5th of March, after the 9 o'clock bell had rung, I heard the bells ring again. I supposed it was for a fire. I went up as far as Faneuil Hall and to Mr. Jackson's shop. There were a number of people in Cornhill at the time. Benjamin Davis. I heard a number of people and great noises. I saw the people collected close to Boylston's Alley and learned that it was the town's people and soldiers quarreling. The sound was like people fighting with clubs. Two young men came up and said, "Will you go and help us to fight the soldiers?" I said, "No." One of them had a cloak and said, "If you will not go, hold my cloak," and went away with the other, inquiring where were any clubs or cordwood sticks. They hallooed, "Fire, fire," Shubal Hughes. I heard the fire bells. They told me it was no fire, but the people quarreling. I saw a lot of young people pulling the legs out of the stalls in the market. James Selkrig. I saw a considerable number of people coming from the north end, all armed.